Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Another Twitter account, so you can find Sherry Schreiner on Twitter. I'm not sure what I had on there before. I had something on there, Sherry Talk Radio, maybe? I don't know. I really wasn't sure what I had on Twitter. So I just set up a new account. You can also find me on YouTube, Sherry Schreiner. And subscribe to that, folks. I'm trying to get 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Be nice to have that many on Twitter. And just make an impact. You know, I've never really been real tech-oriented. So all this stuff, it's mind-boggling. This would have been a blast back in the day, though. When I was a kid, if we had internet and all that, that would have been fun. So this week is the RNC in Cleveland. And I've put out a couple videos about that because Cleveland's my hometown. I grew up outside of Cleveland. I don't live too far from Cleveland now, maybe about 60 miles or so. And so I've been keeping an eye on it, kind of watching the news reports about the RNC. Because they've been preparing for this since 2012 when it was announced that 2016's RNC convention would be held in Cleveland. And so what they started doing was they got their unions involved, because I had a friend who worked in the Cleveland unions. And they were making secret entrances from the banks on 9th Street in Cleveland down to underground bunkers, hotels, I guess you could call them. And I suspect that they'll be accessible from that Jack's Casino as well. They have this underground base there. And it's a bunch of hallways and bedrooms and, you know, because they never have anything of political significance without all their Satanism rituals dominating it. And so they're going to be bringing in people to be sacrificed and raped and murdered by these politicians. It's kind of status quo. They make them do it. Trump was never, not that I know of, involved with that kind of thing until recently. He started running for president, and they have forced him to go to my labs where they rape and kill children, and they have forced him to participate. I don't know if he's killed any, but Mike Pence sure has. And so when they announced that Mike Pence was going to be his vice presidential nomination, it was crazy. Mike Pence is an old pro at raping and killing children. And his wife protects him from that, from a backlash. She's indirectly involved by being a wall for around him. But he's an old pro. He's been doing it for so long that he has earned his stripes within the satanic community. And that's how you do it. You earn your stripes by rituals and killing and raping kids. And so when you earn your stripes, you get the nod, such as a vice presidential nomination. And so that's what they've given to Mike Pence. If that doesn't make you sick, I don't know what will. He claims he's a Christian. He runs on the Republican ticket. Don't they all? Real Christians in this country don't have a party. The conservative Republican Party was taken over back in the 80s. And it's actually just been nothing but a satanic party since then. It's like all the Democrats moved over to the Republican Party Republicans are pushed out, and the communists took over the Democrat Party. That's what it looks like. Because conservatives and Christians don't have anybody that represents them in this country. Nobody. And these Republicans who claim that they're God-fearing Republicans are liars. They're all liars. You know, when you go to these MyLabs, and they're all over the country. The one that Pence goes to all the time is near the Indianapolis airport in Indiana. It's underneath the airport there. There's no partisan politics in my labs. They're all just Satan worshipers. They all worship Lucifer. They're all pushing for that one world, new world order, where Lucifer reigns as God. That's what they're all pushing for. There's no partisan politics in my labs. And the way you get what you want in those circles is by raising the energy level, what we call louche. Now, a lot of these people think that they'll get a younger vitality by raping and killing children, drinking blood. That's so nasty. It's such a lie. Look at Madonna. She looks like she's 80 years old since she's been 40. And in my book, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer talks about Madonna. And he says the reason she has aged so fast, looks so old, is because she drinks so much blood. Drinking blood can have an adverse effect. Some people, like Bush Sr., believe that it would make them younger. He doesn't look any younger. They just keep replacing him. I used to think he was one of the most evil things in the country, and he is, him and Dick Cheney. But Mike Pence is right behind him. He is right up there with him. And that's probably why they're attaching him to Trump. Because really a lot of the power in this country goes to the vice president position. Like right now, if you think Obama runs anything in D.C., I've got desert in Arizona to sell you. Or I got a beachfront property there. Because it's not Obama that has the real power in D.C., it's Biden. Biden is the sanity there. He's the one who runs everything. Because Obama is just an android. He's a synthetic android. And they have a MyLab underneath the White House that's basically just a science lab. And they have 12 tables in it, six on one side, six on the other, of all Obamas that they can turn on, switch the button, and activate them. And then they pull them out in public, and they have them speak or be seen. People don't understand the technology they have because, they look so human. They act so human. Well, yeah, that's why they get away with what they do. You know, back when George Bush Jr. was president, everybody caught on to the fact he had a battery pack attached to his back at one of the, debates. And then they tried to talk it off, saying it was just a microphone thing. Well, if he had a battery pack attached to his back for microphones, why did he have to speak into a microphone, you know? He didn't have a clip on. He spoke directly in the microphone. It's because they use those packs to feed into their brains what to say. Now their technology is so advanced that they don't need those battery packs. A clone today can have the exact same mind of the person they're imitating. They call them mimics. They imitate and mimic them. They duplicate. So you have the fake Obama who has the exact same brain as the Obama he's duplicating. So he's going to say things Obama would say. He's going to have memories that Obama would have. He's a duplicate of the original Obama. That's why they look so human, folks. They talk so human. And they can also be fed what to say. I put out a video on Donald Trump because they went to this new mind wire tech where they wire people's brains. Instead of cloning them, because clones are so unreliable when they malfunction all the time, that's why they're always surrounded by doctors and nurses and handlers and stuff. Because at any time they can do something crazy and malfunction. They're unreliable. And so they're trying this new mind wire tech with Donald Trump. That's why when you look at him, you're like, that's not the Trump from, you know, several years ago. We used to watch him on The Apprentice or whatever, his reality show. He's not the same guy as that one. In fact, they mind wired Trump, I think, about 2 years ago. When they started to do it, because he was getting out of control. He's always been a Mason. He's always been sold out. But Donald wanted to do things his way. You know, he wanted to rule his own roost. And then the Illuminati are now like, they're not going to let you do that. You answer to somebody. The whole system is set up so that everybody answers to somebody else. Everybody has someone above them that they have to answer to. You don't get to do anything on your own. You don't rule your own roost. And so they took control of them by doing this mind wire attack. And they can feed it. It's almost like having an lobotomy. You know, that part of the brain, I was told that they only need a small percentage of a person's brain, because they can feed information into that center, or they can control the person's thoughts. Because the brain's a huge, you know, when you think about it, there's so many different intricate parts of a person's brain. Their feelings, their emotions, their memories, anger, happiness, sadness, whatever. There's so many different parts of our brain. And they actually only need to control one minute area of it so that they can control what a person is saying. They can put thoughts into your head, immediate thoughts, and then have you repeat those thoughts that are coming into your brain. That's how they do it. But even those, they're not perfected. He's the first one that they've tried this with, the mind wire thing. So he's always going to be surrounded by handlers. They're never alone. They're never alone. And this is the week that they want to start chaos, the summer of chaos. They want chaos in Cleveland and in Philadelphia so they can implement martial law. If you look at the skies, and I was noticing this when I was watching Fox 8 earlier today, they were showing the activities going on. It's going to be a four-day event, and they've got speakers and bands and everything there. They've got this going on all week long for 4 days. It ends on Thursday. And if you look at the sky, it's clear blue, white puffy clouds. I was laughing. Not a chemtrail in sight. Not a chemtrail in sight. I was laughing. I like that. Not that they're not trying. It's that our Oregon is defeating them down there. Father's cranking it up. See, they fight in their ways, and we fight in ours. Father's ways aren't man's ways. you know, they can command 8,000 people to be bussed into Cleveland to riot and cause trouble. I can command 10,000 armies of angels to go down there to combat, you know? So I've made prayers and petitions to the Father to destroy and sabotage all their planned rituals. Set it on the weekend because I know they come in early at these kinds of events to start to set the mood. Set the mood up, bringing in the kids. Take them down. And I ask for people to stay alert. When you see windowless, they'll bring them in by trucks is what they'll do. They won't use buses. They're going to bring them in by trucks, windowless trucks. They'll haul them in like cattle so nobody knows it's children that they're busing in. But stay alert. If you see police in trucks and alleys, start taking photos. Especially at these banks and the casinos, because I gotta bust these people in that they plan to sacrifice so that people don't see them. I realize they have entrances to this underground base outside of Cleveland as well. They may use underground tunnels to go into the city itself and bring these kids in, but just stay alert, folks. And they're going to do the same things in Philadelphia. They do the same things everywhere. Because they're Satanists. They're Satan freaks. You know, I've asked the Father to, if there's any pre-planned bombing, to have the bombs not to detonate, guns not to fire, any kind of fires that they want to start. I've asked the Father to fizzle those out. I've asked for the rage tech to malfunction. They bring in these apparatuses that look like little cell phone towers. They actually use for ELF tech, rage tech, make people angry, try to mess with their moods. I've asked for all that to malfunction. People planning on going down and rioting and causing trouble, I've asked them to reverse it and keep them calm and blast them with our orgone air. And for all those going down to defend and do something good, prevent evil from happening, I've asked the angels to stand around them and behind them, protect them. I've asked for a wall of angels around the city, inside the city, above the city. We fight in different ways. It'll be interesting to see what happens if anything comes down this week. Because right now I view this as a war between me and Obama. He knows this is my hometown. It's a war between good and evil. They already hacked the Black Lives Movement leaders' emails. And they found him in conversations with Loretta Lynch. And indirectly Obama, and they're trying to use the Black Lives Matter movement to get the protesters out there to pound that Trump is a racist. Yeah, they're the racist tactic, the racist card. They tried to use that one on me a couple years ago when they tried to bring me down and destroy my credibility as the Father's mouthpiece on earth, but it didn't work because those closest to me are black. you know. Those who work in this ministry and are the closest to me are black, so that wasn't going to work. That didn't go anywhere. I don't care about a person's color. I don't care if you're red, yellow, black, or white. But they like that racism card because it gets under your skin. I can imagine it's getting underneath Trump's skin. He's not a racist. But that's what they do. They try to get under your skin. And they know if they play the racist card that it'll rile up the hood rats. Well, you know what? The hood rats don't control Cleveland. This isn't Ferguson, Missouri. They don't control and dominate Cleveland. As you can tell, all the bikers, all the people, all the groups that are down there, they are not hood rat groups. But they want to incite them. Because they're sheeple, easy to be led. They want to incite them to cause trouble. Well, a lot of people are catching on to it. Just because you don't agree with a Democrat doesn't make you a racist. Just because you have opposing viewpoints against anyone or anything does not make you a racist. They throw that racist card and that racist word out there to just cause anger and division. And they want you to cower in fear and run. You know, they do. The Jews do that too. If you come up against them, they call you an anti-Semitic. They did this to me years ago when I put up the watcherfiles.com and I had anti-Talmud articles on my website, and they're still there today. But they tried to get my website shut down for hate speech. What are you talking about? I'm a Jew. My bloodline goes back to King David. How can you call me anti-Semitic? It didn't get anywhere. The PayPal canceled my account. I kept finding ways to cancel that. There's a vicious, vicious Jewish group online. Been dealing with them for years. Al Gore's part of them too. Then you have the hate groups. I'm surprised they don't have the Hebrew Israelites out there, that black hate group that calls themselves the Hebrew Israelites. That's nothing but a hate group. Someone's always got to be hating. Why can't we just unite as followers and believers of the Most High? And fight against our real enemies, which aren't those who have different doctrines than us or believe different things, but Satan himself. Why can't we unite as Christians and fight against Lucifer instead of each other? Now, there would be a huge lobby. All the Christians lobbying together. Problem is, you get a bunch of Christians together and the government's got to send in one of their trolls to lead it. They always have to have their trolls in charge. That's why Father would never let me join a militia group, because the CIA runs them. People say, oh, you're crazy. I know the man who's run our militia. He's done it for 10, 20 years. Yeah, he's been collecting a government check, too. If they're not number one in charge, they're number two or three. They are up there at the top levels. CIA runs every bit of it. And they run Christianity. Billy Graham was a Mason, 33rd degree. Benny Hinn. The whole TBN network. You have to be an approved, high-ranking Mason to get on that network. Kenneth Copeland is the one in charge, and he's the one who decides who gets their own shows and who doesn't. People ask me about Joyce Myers. Now, you don't get a free pass. She doesn't get one either. She's an Eastern star. They run everything. Don't be led by them, folks. If you know they're running something, don't be led by them. That's why the Father is pulling his people out of the churches today. Don't support them. People think, well, I have to go in church and tithe. You know what the Father says about that? Support the person who feeds you. Not the one who's lying to you. Not the one who wants a second home and a second, they're on their tenth. They're going to pad their bank accounts so they can have a whole fleet of airplanes and cars and houses like Kenneth Copeland, the Benny Hins. Then y'all come to my website, my radio show, and you get fed the truth. But you don't financially support this ministry. You go back to your wolves' churches on Sundays, or the ones where the pastors aren't feeding you. They're just spending your minutes on that day. So you feel good about yourself. Oh, I went to church. Well, that's nice that you went to a wolf's church on Sunday. Did you honor the Sabbath on Saturday while you were at it? Saturday is the seventh day, and that's the day we're supposed to honor. I just get tired of it. You know, it's the middle of July, and I should be on the road. I had plans of going to the West and the Southwest this summer, doing some Oregon missions. And my hands are tied. My hands are tied. I can't go anywhere. I can't afford to pay attention. I should have a truckload of Oregon pipes ready to go and be on the road. And as usual, almost as usual, my hands are tied because there's no financing. I keep waiting for that one person to wake up who's going to fund this ministry, write a check for $1,500,000, $250,000. Going to stand up and do something for the Father and help us tear down the strongholds of Lucifer. Still waiting. You know, the father stood up people back in 2004 when I first started this Oregon War, and they were supposed to fund this ministry with the money that he had blessed them with. But they decided, no, it couldn't be a woman. Father wouldn't be standing up a woman. No, he wouldn't stand up an Esther in the last days. It would just be another man with another misguided mission. They ended up giving all the money they were supposed to give to this Oregon War to this other guy. And you know what he did with it? He built underground bunkers. How does that help 7.8 billion people on this planet? Personal bunkers for himself and his family. How does that help anybody? And when the Lord got angry, and the Lord destroyed those bunkers, and he took off across the country to relocate his family elsewhere. Waste. Still waiting for people to stand up and fund their war against Lucifer. The most effective war, the most effective resistance and ministry on this planet. And yet the most ignored because I'm on the blacklist. I've been on the blacklist since 2004. That means no one will have you on their radio or TV shows. Alex Jones won't touch me with a 100-foot pole, though he listens to my show every week. The same with all of them. All of them. None of them. They'll take your stuff. Alex don't take my stuff. Alex has his own stuff. But everybody else, and you know who you are, they take my stuff and write books and make videos. And they don't give me credit for nothing. They don't even mention my name. father knows who they are because we talk about it. People say, well, how can you have a book? How can you talk to Lucifer? If I'm the Father's ambassador on Earth, don't you think I have access to people and things you don't? Talking to Lucifer ain't nothing to me. I talked to him years before I decided to come out with a book. And the reason I did it was so that people could see in his own words what he says and how he says it and what he thinks. I want people to see in his own words. I didn't change anything. I kept it true as the interviews were being conducted. So how do you know he wasn't lying? Because the father was sitting there. Otherwise, it never would have happened. You couldn't put both of us together without it becoming a war. I mean, seriously. He kept it civil. He kept it civil. I wanted people to see in their own words. And it's coming out. It's already on Kindle. Interview with the Devil. And it's coming out this week or next week in paperback. I was just sent my author's copy, which means it's done. It's finally done. And when I get my author's copy, that's it. That's when it should be on Amazon. And I was told I would get my author's copy this week. I want people to see how he thinks. Because his arrogance comes out loud and clear. He doesn't care about anybody. He's all about himself. I, me, mine. That's mine. He's mine. She's mine. But then once they die, that's it. Because he's got no control. Once a person dies, their soul goes to hell with all his followers. So he's got no control. He can't keep them from hell. He said when Anton LaVey was sacrificed to him, he went down to hell to see him. But he's not down there. And he goes down there on occasion. Like if he wants to meet someone who's died and gone down there, like Anton LaVey. They said Anton LaVey acted like Lucifer. He wanted a big old hug from Satan or something. It's like he wanted a big old hug. He expected a hug for a lifetime of service. Oh, look what I did for you, Satan. And Lucifer just laughed. Because Lucifer knew Anton LaVey was going to get what was coming to him. Because Satan doesn't control hell. He has access to it, but he has no control of it. He can't spare anybody from it. He can't take anybody out of it since he did Eve, and then all of that was fixed, so it can never happen again. So all of his followers on Earth, you think that they're going to get some kind of better experience in hell. They're kidding themselves. You're kidding yourselves. And there's a part of hell. There's a couple different parts, but there's a part where there's like the carnival section. And then there's a part where there's the torture section with a bunch of different tables and hook rooms and stuff like that. He has duplicated that part of hell underneath the Vatican. The torture tables and the hook rooms and stuff like that. He's duplicated all of that so he can have it at the Vatican. And they bring in people they've abducted, captured humans. And they torment and torture them. He has an underground base under the Vatican, underground area. That's where he's been all these years, thousands of years. He's been at the Vatican. He was at the Vatican before the Vatican was at the Vatican. I think there was an old temple of Zeus or something sitting on that hill. And then they incorporated the whole Vatican City in that area. They put it right on top of the underground city. That Lucifer already had built there. Just took a glance at the chat room. People want to know what happened. My interview last week by Lilith Crowd. Yeah, it was just an ambush by Lilith's troll. I had no idea who she was. They want to call it Truth Radio. Give me a break. I think it's some real truthers in there. I was invited to be a guest on a radio show, and they wanted to ambush me about the Oregon War. Really? That's when you know they're desperate, because when people start hitting on all the key points that are Satan's soft spots that he hates about me the most, then you know who they're working for. And Orgone's definitely one of them, because Orgone has destroyed thousands of their forces on Earth and above Earth and under the Earth. Their people, their groups, their alien tech. It melts it, destroys it. Demons hate it. Great aliens, it'll kill them in a heartbeat. And so Oregon is a huge soft spot of Lucifer's. He hates it. Another soft spot he has is when I tell people to get out of the churches and sit at the Father's feet and ask him to teach them the truth in all things. He hates that. He wants people in the churches under his control, because it controls 98% of them. Now, if you found a pastor who's teaching the truths of the New World Order and Satan's agenda, then fine. But I'll tell you, 98% of them won't even touch it, because they're Lucifer's people. They want you to stay distracted and infatuated with your false doctrines and beliefs, and your tongue speaking and your fairy dust and your blabbing and grabbing, all your little apostate doctrines that Lucifer has brought into the churches for you to enjoy and have fun with. But I want you leaving their control and then sitting at the Father's feet and asking for truth in all things. So that's one of his soft spots, his anger, one of his issues with me, and getting people out of the churches and back to the Father himself. He wants you under the control of Pauline apostasies. He wants you to put up those Christmas trees and decorate those Easter eggs and blab and grab. I think they didn't call it name it and claim it. You little fairy dust. You're speaking in tongues because you don't know what you're saying, but you're cursing God. And you don't know it. You think you're blessing him. You don't need another language to speak it to the Father. The apostles didn't speak in tongues. Paul introduced it in the book of Acts. And the book of Acts was a book for Paul and his followers. If you want to read what was really going on, read the Book of Clementines, and that was never put in the New Testament. Every apostate doctrine, almost 99% of them, are brought in by Paul. And when I start waking up people about Paul, Lucifer gets mad. Because Paul's one of his. Paul talks exactly like him. You hear that hiss in Paul's arrogance. The same hiss and arrogance that Lucifer has. I bring to you a new gospel. And all his gospel, all his teachings were by divine revelations. Him and Benny Hinn would be the best buds today. He didn't have any revelations from the Father. Not the Most High God, Yahuwah, Father, creator of all. His revelations were whatever the Pharisees of the day wanted him to preach to the people. Keep the people as sheeple, controlled. They had no idea what the original apostles were teaching because they were the Gentiles. They didn't understand a thing about Jewish customs and Jewish teachings and Jewish law. But I'll tell you what. A bunch of them did, because when Paul confronted them and said, I am an apostle, they knew he wasn't. They tested him. They put his feet to the ground. They held him accountable. And they cast him out and aside. Said, you're a liar and you're a fake. And they threw him out. And that was the church of Ephesus. And so what does Yahuwah do in Revelations? He commends the Ephesians, the church of Ephesus, for trying and testing and knowing who was a fake and liar of an apostle. He commends them. Paul was the only apostle that approached them and claimed he was an apostle. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1. And the Ephesians cast him out. And then they're commended by it, commended for it. Hello? Even Paul himself said all of Asia has rejected him. Hello? All of the early believers rejected him. They followed the apostles. So you know what they did? They threw the church in 300 years of persecutions to get rid of all the Paul haters. They persecuted the early church. They killed the apostles. They killed the early Christians, the early believers, so they could set up and establish Paul, because he was Lucifer's. Took them a couple hundred years, but they did it. And then when they came out with the KJV, and this is from the horse's mouth himself, Lucifer, in my book, Interview with the Devil, the early Jews wouldn't accept the KJV. Had nothing to do with Jesus, Yahushua. Had to do with the fact that they tortured and annihilated the Torah. When they read the Old Testament in the KJV, they rejected it. They had changed it from solar to lunar calendar, especially in Genesis chapter 1. They changed the laws of Moses. They put in a bunch of the traditional oral laws, making it burdensome on the people. The Jews of that time rejected the KJV version of the Torah, and so Lucifer killed them off. He had to start another onslaught, you know, kill them off. Can't be having the truth tellers around. People want to say that the KJV is the inspired word of God. It is. It has his message. But it's just like the Garden of Eden. Yah allowed evil in the Garden of Eden. Satan tempted Eve, seduced her. Guess who the tempter is in the KJV? It's Paul. And he's seducing billions. Seducing you away from the truth. Do your own studies. Study what the early church believers actually believed. What they actually taught. I've already put up one video on the subject, Apostle, the fake Apostle Paul, the liar, and I'm going to be working on others. Because the pastors today that want to beat Christians into submission to authority so that they can round you up and cast you into FEMA camps, and they're going to use Paul chapter 1 to try to do it. And they've already been approached. Thousands of pastors across the country have already been approached by government officials and how they're supposed to help them keep the sheeple in submission when they start FEMA camp roundups. And this is just more of Paul's psychobabble because he sticks his foot in his mouth. In Romans chapter 1, he says, let every person be submissive to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which is given by God and those who are appointed by God. Consequently, the ones who resist authority oppose the institution of God, and those who do so will receive judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a fear to good work, but to evil work. Do you want to not fear the authority? Do good, and you will have praise from it. For it is God's servant to do you good, but if you do evil, then fear, for it does not bear the sword in vain. For it is God's servant and an avenger to bring wrath on the one who practices evil. So he goes on and on stating that government is ordained by God, and that if you're not doing something wrong, then the government would not be coming after you to harm you. So therefore, behave and do good, and they'll leave you alone. Well, we know that's a bunch of hogwash. It's just about everything Paul ever says is. Because Yahushua did nothing wrong, and Pilate flogged him and handed him over to be crucified. Herod beheaded John the Baptist and had his head brought on a platter and given to his daughter, who carried it to her mother. Stephen did nothing wrong. So he's basically saying that Yahushua, Jesus, must have done something wrong because the government punished him for it. And the government is an arm of God. So therefore, if it comes between you and the government, you're the one who's wrong, because the government is ordained by God. See what hogwash he is? His psychobabble. That's why they want to use him, because he's Lucifer's little pawn. To beat them into authority so that they're taken and rounded up and put in FEMA camps. Paul was the only one who preaches a recurring theme of submitting to earthly authority. You're going to submit to Nero? Nero was persecuting Christians, chopping off their heads, burning them on light posts. You don't submit to evil. You follow government until they go against God's laws. But God is always the one we follow, not government, not man. We follow God. And if a man is no longer following the laws and principles of our Father, then we are not to follow him. We are to stay following the Father. They want to take your guns and leave you defenseless. And they want the church pastors around America to help, to beat you into some kind of blind sheeple submission to the government, because governments are ordained by God, according to Paul. Walk away from Paul's garbage and nonsense, folks. You know, when the Jews were under edict by the king, sent out an edict that he was going to murder the Jews. Esther stood up and said, "Oh, no, you're not." And she armed the Jews. She armed the people, and they fought back against the king. And they preserved their lives by doing so. But was Esther wrong? Should Esther and everybody just laid down and said, "Okay, this is the king's edict. We must live with it. We live with it and abide by it." No. She stood up, armed the people, and they fought against the tyrants of the day. Now tell me the Father in the last days wouldn't raise up another woman to do the same thing. The problem this time is Israel won't listen. I need your support, folks. There's a lot of things I need to be doing. You know, the grandmas in the Midwest can't carry you on their backs forever. We're old and we're tired. You know, when I started this war about 12 years ago, I wasn't even a grandmother then, and I said that this war would be fought on the backs of grandmothers and children. 12 years later, I'm a grandmother, joining all the other grandmas out there. The workhorses of this war. And they need support. The boys everywhere. Call them my boys. Or standing up. Becoming warriors for the Most High. Our warrior men. They're young, but they're powerful. My boys. I'm proud of them. A lot of these boys I've known since they were teenagers, growing up now to be young men of God. They're getting it done. There's a lot more we need to do, folks. I need people to stand up and be financial supporters. Anyway, I'll be working on more videos this week. I am on Twitter now. You can find me, Sherry Schreiner, on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. Let's make a dominant presence, folks, in this country, in this world. Until next week, everybody. God bless.